Nun Gimel on the base. Like 10 lines from the top. We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that if you're mezana with your mother, who's also your father's wife, which means Kedusha Taifsin, you're only chayiv al one, which is Ein Bilvat. You're not chayiv on two. Chum argued. And we tried to explain it yesterday, and we didn't come out with anything. The Brayser wrote down a different Rabbi Yehuda. So now we can explain this Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get that you should be chayiv only als aim and not als ishes av? He also have Yitzchak. When Yitzchak came, Tani, he learned Kedetanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimei Nechayiv Elim Mishum Aim Belvat. You're only chayiv als mother and not als ishes av. The time of my. What's his reasoning? Omer Abaye, the Omakra. If you look on the side, they bring down the Pasuk. It's important to see the Pasuk. It says, Evas Avicha, Ve'evas Imcha, Lois Sigala, Imcha Hi. Ends off again, Imcha Hi. So what's that coming to teach you? Zok to Gemara, Imcha Hi, Mishum Imeat, Mechayiv, Vyat, Mechayiv, Mishum Eishas Av. You're not Chayiv for your father's wife. You're only Chayiv. What's the end of the Imcha Hi? What's the Pasuk being Mamayit? To teach you, Dafka Aim, and not Eishas Av. Zok to Gemara, Elamat, if so, the next pasuk says, remember the next pasuk, it says on the side of it, Eves Eish Savicha Lo Yisigala, Eves Savicha Hi. So again, it repeats itself and says, Eves Savicha Hi. What's that coming to teach you? So the Yimah Elam Ata. Eves Eish Savicha Lo Yisigala, Eves Savicha Hi. So it's coming to teach you, Mishum Eishas Av Atam Mechai, Vi Atam Mechai, Mishum Imai. So obviously it's coming to teach you also Miyat. The same word we used before,
this
the word.
This is a bigger ra'ah even, because this is talking about
Right.
There is
so
not.
Imcha.
Right, but direct only your mother. Somebody's so directly with his mother.
Maybe
here
it's only your father's wife, not your mother.
No, the that's previous prophet. What's the case of the previous prophet?
Imcha.
Somebody directly is mezana with a father or a mother. No?
And we end off Imcha hi.
Which could be my case of not when somebody's not mezana directly with his mother, but
mother maybe
with also a father. In this case, Erva Seish Shavicha is Lahedya Eish Shavicha.
It's not
Imai.
What's the
answer to the kasha? We didn't say any kashas yet. We're still in the middle. We're still in the middle. What do we say? We're saying that the first pasuk is telling you Imchai is coming to be Mayat Eishas Av. The next pasuk is telling you Eishas Av is coming to be Mayat from Imcha.
The Gemara is asking that if that pasuk is Mayat Eishas Av, so then this is going to be Mayat Imai.
Imai, exactly.
I don't understand the kasha. The second case is not talking about when it's Imai. It's talking about Eishas Av, that's not your mother.
Why would you say that?
It says Eish Savicha.
So over there it just says Imcha. Maybe not your father's wife. Anusa. We have two. We have a way you could be your mother. Kedusha not Taifsin. Chayve Krisis, Chayve, whatever we said yesterday.
It's your mother and not your father.
It's your mother not your father's wife because Kedusha weren't Taifsin. Chayve Krisis, Chayve. This is the best. So you can have both, right? So Zakti Gemara. If this is true, the Yukim are true. Ela ima ishi eishes aviv, a mother which is the father's wife, which is your mother, normal, Kedushin types, and it's your mother, kai yachum amayitla, kai yachum amayitla, you can mayit here, out aim, you can mayit here, out aim, so she's not chayiv. Hashti ima, so it can't be, because hashti ima ishi eishes aviv mechayiv, if it's your mother, and it's not eishes aviv mechayiv, eishes aviv ishi eina ima mechayiv, if it's your father's wife, it's not your mother, Yechayiv. Ima she'ez avle mechayiv klal. We actually got to take out this line and a half. But Akapanim, we're coming to say that you can't make these diyukim. Hashta. Oh, it's not needed. But anyways, we're coming to say this diyukim. You're right, the first pasuk, let's say, is talking about a mother that's not Eshazav. The second pasuk is talking about Eshazav, which is not your mother. Fine. But now, so that means, when it's your mother and has both, you're not this, you're not that. You're no place. Mutter. What could that be? Vesu, if this is a good diyuk, to dash from Imchahi to teach you that Imoy atim chayim shemeshes av the Rabbanan nami yaksev Imchahi like the Rabbanan, why didn't they make this diyuk? It's such a beautiful diyuk. So obviously you can't be medayik from the Elahumi Bayalei, that's needed. Look at the Shisha Bereder of Idi, it's needed. Imchahi is needed for Shisha Bereder of Idi, which we'll see on the Dalai Lama Aleph, what he's coming to teach you, that Rashi brings it down, that is coming to teach you that Imai, which is not Eishes Aviv, it doesn't say the man bum, so you don't know which Misa to get. So it's coming to teach you that you get Skila. Fine, it's learned out of something else. So you don't need the Diyak to teach you anything about Eishes Aim, Eishes Av, it's a whole different limit. So too, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami, who we by the way, teach Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, that's coming to teach Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you know, back to the original question, how does Yehuda know that you only get one, only out to your mother, not out to Eishes Av? Adam Avach Bidav Yeiko Omakra Ervasa, the Pasuk says, Leisigala Ervasa. That's the Pasuk ends of that's Loshin Yachin. Mishum Eva Achaz at the Mechaivai, we have to Mechaivai Mishum Shtei Arayas. You only Chaiv out to one and not out to two. So, which one? You only Chaiv out. Aim, that's where the Pasuk was going. Zakti Gemara, Ela Meata, Eves Kalos Chaloisigale, Eishes Bimchai, your daughter-in-law, it says, and then it says, Leisigala Evasa. That's the whole pasuk. So, but it says also only Evasa, which is one. Hachanami, when you mazana with your daughter-in-law, Mishum Eva, Achaz, Etta Mechaivai, Etta Mechaivai, Mishum Shtei, Arayas. Eva, so you only Chaiv, out one, not out two. But now, we look in the Mishnah, Abal Kalasai, our Mishnah, if you mazana with your daughter-in-law, Chaiv, Ele, Mishum Kalasai, Mishum Eises Ish. You chayiv two, your daughter-in-law, and she's married. Eish says, "Bein, mechayiv benoy, bein la'acham." He says, "Benoy." You would like Palag Abiyuda. Abiyuda doesn't argue. Abiyuda only argues on the first case, not in this case. So you see, Abiyuda agrees, even though it says Avasa. Avasa should mean what? No, chayiv two.
By the way, why don't we say that by every other erva? By every other case. No, we said that. We asked that yesterday.
Yeah,
we
asked
yesterday. I did.
Yeah.
What's that? We said it by all them except the first one.
Yeah. Because Rav Tazi
says he's dead.
It says he's dead. So why? We'll see the next one.
Jesus is more of a Chiddush to say that that's two lamas as opposed to the Erevus that we're talking about, Aim and
three.
I'm saying that's just a general. Eishes is more of a general.
So if is general, Kalas and Eishes.
I know, but by Rabbi Yehuda's case of Aim and Eishes Avila, those are specific.
I understand. But Lamais, the cash.
Yeah. I guess it's a good kasha, but I'm saying I have to doubt myself if I couldn't remember to 24 hours.
There's no HSS where the guy's alive, though.
What?
Right? There's no HSS where the guy's alive.
L'chayyid, there should be.
How can he be HSS if he's dead?
Dead. Yeah.
Right, of course not.
Yeah, okay, so Rashi explained that. No, Rashi said right, that. Right. Okay. So, in fact, the Gemara... So, obviously, that can be. So, what's the pshat? Good. You got me good, but what's the pshat? Even though it's two isurim, but one guf, says avasa, even the chad gufo, so that's not a kash. But we're back, shver, has of you to know that only aim. Elamarava, we're going back to the original tabai. So Rabbi Yehuda, read the dash like this. Evas avicha, back to the first pasuk. It says, Evas avicha, don't think that means you were mezana with your father, you did a mishkav zacha. Again. So that pasuk is talking about zu eishes avicha. How do you know it's talking about your father's wife, umayis lo b'gzeya shava, which we'll see later, tani kavase, t'gzeya shava. Fine. Umashma, so again, so the first pasuk, right when it says Evas Avicha, Umashma Bein Eishes Aviv, She Imoi, Bein Eishes Aviv, She Eina Imoi, Say if it's your mother, Say if it's not your mother, it's stepmother, Yechayiv, Alt.
What's the Zereshavah?
To teach you that Evas Avicha is talking about his wife and not himself.
And Evas Avicha means directly with your mother.
It says in the pasuk.
No.
It says Evas Eishes
Aviv. No, you went to the next
pasuk. Second pasuk.
First pasuk. We're going back to the first pasuk, base.
My
yeah. That's how we're going to answer the whole thing.
So Evas Avicha means your
father's
wife.
So already the first pasuk is talking about Eishes Avicha.
Okay, Evas Avicha means directly with your mother.
Oh, we didn't get it. One second.
Evas Avicha is Eishes
Avicha,
that's not
Imcha. No, both. Evas Avicha is Eishes Avicha. Well, stop. Come. Evas Avicha. What's Evas Avicha? Eishes Avicha. Dr. Gemara, Umayzlam Zay Shabbat, how you know it means Eshavich. Now, Umashma, it's Mashma right then and there. Bein Eshes Aviv She'imai, Bein Eshes Aviv She'eni. Fine. Now, Imai She'eni Eshes Aviv Minayin, how do you know if it's your mother and not your father's wife, which is Chavikrisis or whatever? Tamalem Eves Imach, Imcha, Leisigala. Then we say, that's the second one. Then the third thing, Imcha Yi, Misham Imai Atim Chayvoi, Viyatim Chayvoi, Misham Eshes Aviv. Which means Imcha he is going back to Evas Avicha. When I have, don't think the Taich, right away I Taich, Evas Avicha means both. Sai, she's your mother, Shai, she's not your mother. Eshes Avicha, Ichayev, it's Eshes Avicha. The next Imcha he is coming to tell you if it's not Eshes Avicha, Ichayev, it's Imcha. The next Imcha. Imcha'i is coming to teach you go back to Eves Avicha that when it's your mother you only chayiv at Imcha and not alts Eshes Avicha.
Isn't that the first thing Abai said?
No. Then we were using the second pasuk.
And we're going to do Rashi to explain. In the pasuk, in pasuk beis, the first thing we said today.
Right. That was not going back again. Let's start again. The first time we said abaya, we said it's two pesukim. Imcha hi, eves avicha meant again. Look at the pasuk. You have it. Eves avicha meant your father. It's nos.
Mishkuzach. That's how we learned in the Havin.
Yeah, that was okay. Pasuk touch. Your father. The eves imcha was your mother. Le'sigala imchayi was coming to tell you that when it's Eishes Av, the only chayiv alts imcha. That was that pasuk. The next pasuk, if you're making such a deek in imcha, so the next pasuk of vichayi is coming to tell you Eishes Av, that the only chayiv is Eishes Av. So we told you, so then when it's your mother and Eishes Av, you have a problem. Now, forget the second pasuk. We're not working with the second pasuk. We'll see you in Rashi. So Eves Avicha, again, it means Eishes Av. That means the only chayiv is Eishes Av, even if it's your mother. Yeah. Now, the Eves Imcha is telling you that when it's your mother and no chayiv. Now, Imcha he is telling you, no, don't dash an Eves Avicha like we thought, that it's, oh, you only always chayiv is Eishes Av. Imcha he is telling you that, no, when you have both, you chayiv on Eves Imcha. Now, let's see Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Hello, my other. The first pasuk, Eves Imcha is a meat. Kidavad Rashina may car. Imcha is taka meat. Umiyu, he the Eves Avicha, the Kashilach, the Mayat lay. The next pasuk, Nami Isaim. The next pasuk, we will Mayat. In Abaya, we will Mayat from the Isa of the mother, Lapich. The Resha the Kra, because the beginning of the first pasuk, the Eves Avicha Sham, Eishes Av hu de'itke. We're talking about Eishes Av, not the father. V'loy mishum isa ein. U'may sila b'gzei ha'shava k'lik amon. Later on, we'll end the gzei ha'shava. Nema kan eves avicha le'sigala. Nema ha'alan eves aviv gila. Ma'al ha'alan b'ishes, the wife of your father. Akosim adab avkam b'ishes akosim adab. U'mash v'lo nisura bein eishes aviv she'imoy u'bein eishes aviv she'eni. It's coming to teach you, say both. Even if it's your mother, even if it's not your mother, Yichayev, Tchayim Lashem Eishes Av. Hilkach, Kiyad Eksiv B'Seifah. When the Pasuk comes and says, the Idach Kra, Eves Avicha, the next Pasuk, Lav L'midim Shemeim Mishum Av. You don't need it for that. V'leim Mishumeim, Daresh Nekra, Eves Avicha, Nami, Shem Eishes Av. The first Pasuk already was talking about Eishes Av, the Chayev. Bein Ein Ne'ima, Bein Hi'ima. The first Pasuk was talking about Eishes Av. Hilkach, Rabbi Yehuda, Eves Avicha, Hi, Lamutei, Shemesh Ish, Mike Imla, here goes. That's coming to Matt, your problem of Eshes Ish. The command, Leite Mashem, Eshes Ish, Leite Nafik Mechal, Eshes Av, the Eshes of the Kram, the Av Nami Amisu, the Koyle Bay, the Eshes of the Sechel, the Eshes of the Fine. The Eves Ish of Vicha, who, the Eves of Vicha, the Eshes, Mikey Lazarus, Eshes Av, Lach Amisu. It's coming to mind. It says, Daniel im Reisha the Ka, Lachai Lam Shesh is Avkshi Imar, Reisha's Aviv, the Kisav Rab Yudah, Eva Savicha, the Reisha the Ka, Zoom, Eisha Savicha, Velay Avicha, Mishkav Zacha Mamish. The Avlam is Eisha, look him on, Amash Ma Avkshi Imar, Chai Velev, Isa Eisha Sish, Reisha Eisha, Eva Simcha, what's the next thing? Lavi Ima Anusa, to teach you Ima Anusa, that it's only aim, Yosechai. Then it says that when it's only your mother and not Eishes Av.
Right.
So Anusa, the father foster. Or Chavikis, whatever it is.
Why do you have to come on to Anusa?
You can say anything. Right. Time that it's not a Kedusha. Then it says Imcha on that first passing. Don't think the way you touch the Reisha. Well, the Meimishum Ima Hatimachayvay, and it's coming to tell you from In. Because Rav Shisha, Breda of Idi, Lami Bela of Yehuda, Rav Shisha Breda of Idi that we said before, it's coming to teach you that you get skila, you don't need it. Given this, the Hagzei Shabbat, come on, and enough Kalei Nami Anushafan. Zakapana. We have that the first pasuk is telling you everything, and the first pasuk is Gufa being Mamayit from Imcha, that even by Eishes Av. When it's your mother, only chayiv al tzeim. So, mother, therefore, everything is taken care of. And the next pasuk is teaching you that you only chayiv al tzeishes av, and not al tzeishes ish. A whole new meat. Got it?
Why would the Mukhaf just say that it's talking about eishes avicha and eishes, or if it means your mother, mama, it could mean your father, what was the habit to say?
Eishes, what?
Eishes avicha has an eishes.
No, once we're doing that, we know that from Zayin Shah. Once we're doing that, we're much safer. Because Imcha is going on that. That part when it says Imcha is going on the mother that's also your father's wife is only Chayavat Imcha. And now I don't have a miyat anymore that when it's your father's wife and Imcha I only have Imcha.
How do we know that mother is also your father's wife? How do we know that?
Because Imcha is in that part, the same part. Well, so it's, okay. So it's explaining.
The second Imcha tells you.
Yeah. We have a raya from Braisa, how Rav attached it. Ish, it's another pasuk. So over there, it's the same limudim, but it's the gabbid einshim. There's einish and there's azar. So ish, it says in pasuk, the ish, asher yishkav es eishes aviv. If a person is mezana with his father's wife, so we say ish. Pratlakot, not a child that's mezana with his father's wife. Then the pasuk says, "Ashi yishkav es eishes aviv, mashma." If you're mezana with your father's wife, mashma bein eishes aviv she imay, or bein eishes aviv shlo imay. Say if it's your father's wife, that's your mother, stepmother, and say if it's your father's wife, that's not your mother. Imay sheina eishes aviv minayin. How do you know? That's how a einish.
We just said either one.
Again, we said over there that it's your father's wife. Either it's your father's wife, that's your mother, right. Or your father's wife. But how do you know your mother, which is not your father's wife? Anusa or Tamalay me Eves Aviv Gila. Eves Aviv. So again, so over there it just says Eves Aviv. Maybe it means your father. Mufna Lahakish Veladim Menek Zeh Shava. The teacher, the Zayat Shava, that it's open, that it's only talking about not your father Mamish, it means Eishes Aviv.
Why is the Mufna?
What's it come? What do you need to have as Aviv?
Directly your father.
No. Again. It says, V'ishas Yishkav is Eishes Aviv, Eves Aviv Gila. Zakri Hashi.
Eves Aviv is Mufna.
Yeah. Okay. Lahakish Velad Menek Zayat Shava. Then, it says, "Mais you masu beskila." Ata oime beskila. Ayene ela ba'achz bekamisa mus betaya. Nem ekan dem embam, nem ma'av yidani dem embam. Ma'al alam beskila, afkam beskila. Okay. So, ayene shamanu. We know ayene shazoy minayin. Tamalay me eves avicha lay segala. Eves avicha zu eishes avicha. It's your father's wife, not your father itself. Ata oime eishes avicha. Ayene ela mes avicha mamish. Nem ekan eves avicha lay segala. And then Allah Halam, Eves Aviv Gila, Malam Beish is a custom medab, but with the woman of Khan, Beish is a custom medab. Okay. No, let's go another 2 lines. Mashma, bein eshes avim she'imai, bein eshes avim she'ein imai, imai she'ein eshes avim minayim. Tamalem, have a simach, im chalei segala. Okay, we'll stop here.
According to this, you've given us her.